Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about submission, about God's desire and his example through Jesus of how we ought to submit. And today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week talking about, well, the part of submission that makes all of the other topics we've talked about not only possible, but necessary. And that's our need to submit to God. Bible says in James 4, verse 7, "Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." I think sometimes we struggle with submitting ourselves to God because we're kind of caught up in submitting ourselves to the devil. Sometimes, intentionally, we like the enticement that he brings our way. Sometimes a submission to the devil isn't so intentional. It's just there's no effort put into avoiding it. Jesus says that we're a slave, we're servant, we have a master, but we get to choose. We're either a slave to sin or a slave to righteousness. One of those two elements is going to be in charge of our decisions. And I recognize that for most people, that varies. There are times in our life, there are moments in our day when it's clear that this particular decision is being made in submission to Jesus. There are other moments in the day where it may be very clear that this particular decision is actually being made in submission to sin. God's desire for us is that we would grow in our submission to him. And resist the temptations of the devil. In fact, the Bible talks about in our attempts to resist the necessity of, well, being all in. He says, "You've not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood, have you?" We sometimes give in because it's, well, it's hard, it's difficult, it hurts. The wages of sin, while ultimately is death, sometimes the payments along the way seem desirable. And we're not willing to give those up. We get used to things being a certain way. And the idea of sacrifice is often not acceptable in our mind. I ought to be able to do whatever I want. I ought to be able to have whatever I want. I ought to be in charge. And when we live with that mindset, a very American mindset, a very human mindset, we will always struggle with being submissive to God. Because Jesus says if we wish to follow him, we must deny ourselves and take up our cross daily and follow him. self-denial, self-sacrifice. Cross, dying to self, are not popular, but they're godly. And when we learn to submit to God, we often hesitate because we're uncertain as what will be left. If I don't lift myself up, who will? Well, the Bible says at least three times that God opposes the proud but gives grace, lifts up the humble. When we submit to God, we belong to Him. And we've experienced it time and time again, and yet we tend to forget that He's taken care of us. Oh, not always like we wanted, not always in the way we liked, but always for our good. In the struggles of life, He's been with us. When we've cried out for more of that which all would agree were necessities, more food, more shelter, more love, sometimes that more came in the ways that we wanted. Sometimes in our cases, and in the case of the Bible characters such as Paul, that more came in not what he wanted, but in contentment. And when we learn to submit to God in all things, He lifts us up. When we learn out of that submission to resist the devil, to say no, to not just keep watching, but to turn around and leave that conversation. When we're no longer engaged and interested, and we're clinging to God, those temptations lessen because Satan flees. As he left Jesus after the temptations and through the wilderness for a more opportune time, we can be certain that even our resisting and his fleeing is not a once and done thing. He'll be back, looking for that more opportune time where we forget to submit to God. We forget to resist. And God's constantly there, calling us to himself, embracing us with his love, caring for us in a way that no one else can, and simply asking that he be in charge. You know, the truth is, he's in charge whether we relinquish that or not. And so it's best for us to submit and enjoy the family, the kingdom, the inheritance that he has brought us into through the blood of Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to resist the devil. And the greatest thing that we need to do in order to resist the devil is cling to you in obedience, in submission, in a willingness to do what you say, whether we understand it or not, simply because, well, it's for our good. And Father, in a body of flesh that constantly wants to rewrite, redefine the things that you've said in your word, we want it to fit us rather than us to fit it. May we learn submission to you. And Father, may those steps of submission that show us your love, your compassion, your care, motivate us to continue to take bigger steps of submission to you. Your desire has always been that we would love you, we would seek you, we would know you with a whole heart, not a divided heart or mind or thoughts, but that you would not only be number one, but you would be the only. And so God, today, help us to continually refocus on you being in charge. Those daily decisions that we make that sometimes seem so small and so simple that in our mind we say it doesn't really matter. And then it blows up on us and the enemy uses that as a foothold. And we wonder, how did we get to this point? Remind us at the beginning of that process to submit to you. And Father, when we stumble and we don't, remind us at the middle point, at the end point, to return and to submit wholeheartedly to you. God, I thank you for your grace, your willingness to bring us back to yourself, no matter how far we've strayed. To consistently have that same call to come. And Father, may we come to you in submission. And as we come to you, may we lift up Jesus as that guiding light that has brought us back. May we lift up Jesus as that light of the world that draws all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Just a quick invitation, if you're in the South Bend, Michiana area, we're having a BFF Family Fun Night this Sunday, October 19th, 2025. Here at the Deer Run Church of Christ, 2730 South Ironwood Drive here in South Bend, Indiana. You're invited. We'll have a cookout, be grilling hamburgers and hot dogs and probably brats or Polish sausage. Something else in addition to the hamburgers and hot dogs will be likely. Chips and drinks, family fun activities. We've got inflatables scheduled, face painting, some craft projects, playground, just family time to just enjoy the fellowship and to remember God's goodness. And so this is part of our regular Bible Food and Fellowship BFF nights with an added family fun emphasis. Begins at 4:30 p.m. This Sunday, October 19th, 2025. So if you're in the area, come on out and join us. But this, again, has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.